with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys Show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. How about some chicken, Bob? We've been talking a little bit. That's not a cub, Bob. That's a chicken, Bob. But we've been talking about chicken all day, and it's the Yardbird Show. And we got somebody on the grilling line right now, right?
What's the matter with chicken, sucker?
Nothing. Nothing, man.
Yeah, so I got a funny email, maybe a text, a month or two back after one of the UP beer events. It's from this fellow named Alan Nuckman. He's got a company called Origin Al. So on the grilling line right now, Mr. Chicken Ribs himself. How are you?
Hey, guys. Good to be on.
So you've got a new product coming out on the market for those who maybe don't have a smoker or who are in a hurry or for whatever reason you want to just buy some chicken that somebody has prepared for you in a professional manner at a very affordable price. So tell us about this.
So chicken ribs are exactly like they sound. Chicken that tastes like ribs. Now, that usually stops the conversation right there because how is that possible? I found a special cut of chicken, put authentic Texas dry rub on it, and I smoke it with real hickory wood smoke. So it's chicken, a special cut of chicken that ends up tasting like ribs. It has a bone in it, so you eat it like ribs, but a handle to hold on to as well.
Very cool. So a special cut of chicken, let's explain that because people might be curious.
Okay, well, it's a whole piece of chicken, and the genesis from this came. I'm here in Chicago. I'm an options trader at the exchange, and I recognize an opportunity. Long story short, we'd go to the National Chicken Conventions for work to talk about grain hedging, and I realized they needed some new chicken products. And they were shipping a lot of their dark meat overseas. Americans tend to focus on white meat chicken. In my opinion, it's rather, it doesn't hold flavor profiles very well. Dark meat chicken is starting to catch on. African-American communities, Asian communities, Hispanic communities understand and appreciate it. But in the past, most of them have been shipped overseas. So I recognized an opportunity there, took this special cut of chicken, an oyster cut chicken thigh, meaning it has the back off, has the skin off. So it's just a whole piece of chicken. And use that as the basis for this barbecue.
So there are people out there right now listening around the country, around the world, that might have a specialty store or a supermarket or a deli. How could they get this product into those places?
Well, we have retail and we have food service distribution. So we're in the Midwest. Lipari is our distributor, so we're in a lot of specialty shops, and I'm working up the chain of grocery stores. Also for food service, we got Gordon Food Service, we got Restaurant Depot. Also, chickenribs.com, you can order online, and we'll send you a little barbecue box. We got a 10-pound box and a 20-pound box. So the key for this product is that as much as we all love to smoke meat, and that's the difference here. This is real hickory wood smoke. There was a challenge finding a smokehouse because a lot of smokehouses use the liquid smoke, which is not what we wanted. So this is real hickory wood smoke with real dry rub on it. Is that we wanted to be able to disseminate this, get this out with this flavor profile on it, and have authentic barbecue. Now, we all like to smoke, and it's one of my ways of relaxing, spending a couple hours outside, maybe have a beer or three, and smoke some meat. But we don't always have the time. So this is convenient, the fact that it's already fully cooked and frozen. You just take it out of the freezer. If you want to be that guy that goes outside, you can just warm it up on the grill and fool your friends and make people think you're working outside for 3-4 hours. But it's already done for you. So it's a nice ability to get barbecue, rain or shine.
So speaking of beer, you have a beer from the UP you particularly like.
Yeah, I'm friends with Black Rocks Brewery. I'm born and raised in Marquette, Michigan. Maybe you can sense it in my voice a little bit. And went to Michigan State University. So I'm partial to Black Rocks. Black Rocks, if anyone knows the geology, are the oldest rocks in North America. I think they're 3 million years old. And if you ever get a chance, go to Black Rocks in Upper Michigan in Marquette, and you do a little bit of cliff diving. But you know the water is somewhat cold, so if you're a troll that lives below the bridge, you got to be ready for that.
Right. Yeah, you might want to go in August, the end of August. Lake Superior is finally the ice is off it, so for a couple of weeks.
So, Alan, somebody buys these. You mentioned the grill. What is your recommended way to reheat these? What do you think works best?
Well, they come frozen, so if you want to slack them out, and that's what restaurants do, they slack them out so they're ready to go, and all you have to do is warm them. So that's an important feature here. They are fully cooked. Now, sometimes people have a tendency to recook frozen food. That's not what you want to do. All you want to do is warm it through so it's warm in the middle, up to eating temperature, so it's very easy. You could bake it in the oven. You could, you know, like I said, I often warm it on the grill outside. Gives me an excuse to just sit outside and look like I'm doing something and listen to a ball game and drink a beer. It can also be used for a lot of different things. You know, I take this chicken rib meat and I make chicken rib pizzas, pasta, tacos, use it in soups for gumbo. So it's a good go-to because we're looking at it as a healthy protein. This is 75% less fat and calories than pork ribs with all the flavor. So it's a convenient, healthy go-to for barbecue that you can just grab out of your freeze anytime you need it.
So you could make like chicken chili with that as well.
Oh, definitely. Yep, yeah. Done that many times before as well.
All right. Give us the name of your website again.
It's chickenribs.com, chickenribs.com, and you get healthy barbecue anytime, rain or shine.
All right. Alan Nuckman, thanks for coming on The Grilling Guys. We will talk to you again soon.
Thanks.
You bet.
It's kind of a cool product, Bob, for a guy that doesn't. You know, we all live pretty busy lifestyles, and if you want good tasting smoked chicken, then this is an option for you. So look for it. When he said he's got it in distribution,
A lot of the grocery stores starting to get in. He's not quite there in all the places, but I think if you go to Gordon Foods, you could probably find it, and that's a great source.
In our market, I see the Lipari trucks driving around all the time, so hopefully they're in yours too.
You know what I was thinking of is R&J's Best Choice Market up in Houghton Lake.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Ron and I think it's Joanne, they have a lot of really cool things up there.
Like this. Sure.
And this would be perfect for them because I don't think he has a smoker there. So, you know, folks up on Houghton Lake, tip up town, it might be nice to – you could just throw these on your porch during tip-up town. They'd stay frozen.
Yeah. Then bring them in, put them under your arm, they'll warm up, right? Yeah, just like your hand.
I wanted to talk a little bit about a bake my wife does with chicken breasts. It's really simple, and I could probably email it if anybody wants it. Go to thegrillingguys.com and just click Contact Bob. And I'll send you the recipe. She's got it. But basically, it's really simple. And it's not the type of recipe that's typically in our house because we don't do a lot of things where open a can of this and open a can of that. But this one's one of those kind of simple methods. And it's like a can of Campbell's cream of celery soup, a can of their chicken or mushroom, whichever you like. And you mix those together. You lay out about, I'm going to say, 6 to 8 skinless, boneless breasts, and you pour this sauce over them. Then you lay a slice or two of Swiss cheese over it. You can cover the entire pan in Swiss if you want, but you don't need to. And then you put a bunch of stuffing mix on top, just dried stuffing mix. And stovetop stuffing would be one that I would think of would be very easy. Or you can use breadcrumbs like Progresso. And then you bake that for, I don't know, an hour at 350. When you get done, I don't know, you might have had this at our house before.
I don't think so.
Pull the breasts off, and there's Swiss cheese and this beautiful sauce. And it's like a lot of birthdays in our house. We have a lot of kids. And that's like seems to be the number one choice.
It's a go-to.
It is.
Yeah, family loves it.
Yeah.
Speaking about things that your family loves, your oldest daughter, Emily, is going to be joining the show next, which is a nice treat because not only is she a wonderful woman, but she has some real skills when it comes to cooking. And she found out we were doing the chicken show, and she said, you know what? Let me on, Dad. So she brought you those two beautiful granddaughters, so you couldn't say no, I'm sure.
That's right.
Coming up next, we've got Emily Treweiler, and she is going to impart a little chicken expertise on us. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Well, come on and let me know. Should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go now?